I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. On the papal flight from Geneva, Pope Francis spoke to reporters on the question of allowing non-Catholics to receive communion. The Pope said whether or not a Protestant married to a Catholic can receive communion at Mass in special cases has to be decided by each individual bishop and that it is not something that can be decided by a bishop's conference. Pope Francis stated he asked the German Bishops' Conference not to publish their guidelines on the matter, not because of their content, but because the guidelines went beyond what's in the Code of Canon Law. The Code does not, quote, provide for nationwide policies, but for the bishop of the diocese. The European Union imposed tariffs on $3.4 billion worth of American goods. The tariffs are a retaliation against those that the Trump administration put on European steel and aluminum. The EU's Trade Commission stated that some of the American goods were specifically targeted to increase political pressure on President Trump and leading U.S. politicians. The EU also said that the Trump administration's tariffs of 25% on EU steel and 10% of EU aluminum breaks global trade rules. The Supreme Court has ruled that in general police need a search warrant if they want to track a suspect's movements by obtaining information on where they've used the phone. The 5-4 ruling stated that cell phone information, quote, is detailed, encyclopedic, and effortlessly compiled, and that a person, quote, maintains a legitimate expectation of privacy in the record of his physical movements. The justices also said that the decision affects just cell phone tracking information and no other kinds of business records, such as those held by banks. Police may also still respond to an emergency and get the records without a warrant. A new Pew study found that government restrictions on religion rose across the globe in 2016. The study also linked the restricting of religion to nationalist parties and organizations. The study looked at 198 countries and found that 42% had high or very high levels of overall religious restriction, including hostile acts by the government, individuals, or groups. The Middle East and North Africa have the highest median level of government restriction. Europe and the Americas were the only regions to experience an increased median level of social religious hostility. The study noted that nationalist groups had a part in the increase in restrictions, especially by going after specific religious and ethnic minorities. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.